Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. We'll check in for our last few minutes with what's been going on in the House Oversight Committee this morning with FBI Director James Comey testifying about the criticism of, but no indictment of, Hillary Clinton over her private email server. Fred Kaplan, Slate's War Stories correspondent, is going to help us out with this. Hi, Fred.
Hi.
And here's a clip from the hearing. One of the committee members asking Comey if Hillary Clinton should suffer no consequences, and Comey's response, it starts with the question.
Do you really believe there should be no consequence for Hillary Clinton and how she dealt with this?
Well, I didn't say, I hope folks remember what I said on Tuesday. I didn't say there's no consequence for someone who violates the rules regarding the handling of classified information. There are often very severe consequences in the FBI involving their employment, involving their pay, involving their clearances. That's what I said on Tuesday, and I hope folks walk away understanding that just because someone's not prosecuted for mishandling classified information, that doesn't mean if you work in the FBI, there aren't consequences for it.
So, Fred, before we get to the big picture, let me start on that narrow point. If FBI Director Comey is saying that somebody could have their clearances changed, their employment, their pay, I don't know how you apply that to the presumptive nominee of the Democratic Party for president of the United States. I mean, Paul Ryan was calling for Clinton not getting the normal security briefings that a nominee would get. But I don't know if he could actually do that and, you know, and have national security not suffer as a result. So could there be consequences?
No. Look, I talked with a few lawyers who deal with these matters. They know of no situation, even involving a more mid-level official, where somebody faces any kind of charges or disciplinary action for what the kind of thing that she did. I think it's important that we do look at the big picture, because the big picture, take away the scolding tone of Comey's remarks the other day. Let's look at what he said. Okay, Hillary Clinton turned over 30,000 emails. The FBI agents looked at them, and they found 110, the back and forth of 52 email chains that contained information that they now see is classified. Of those, 8 concern top secret information. Comey said in the hearings today that on one of those 8, she wrote an email. The rest were just receiving. So 36 were considered secret, 8 confidential. That there's something that people don't understand about classified information, and the people who are prosecuting her, persecuting her in the Congress do understand it, and they're just being hypocritical about it. Most things that are classified, especially if they're secret or confidential, if I showed you these documents, you wouldn't believe that they were classified. They're nothing. When I worked on the Hill as a legislative assistant many years ago, pending the investigation into my qualification for a top secret clearance, I was given a secret clearance. You know, as far as they knew, I could have been a Russian agent who was taking confidential and secret documents home every night, copying them and giving them to my handler. And yeah, I would have been arrested if that had been the case, but no security damage would have been done because there's nothing in a piece of paper marked confidential or secret that the Russians would pay a kopeck for. Mm. And that's true of ISIS or anybody else today. It is just nothing. Now let's look at these top secret documents, the 8 emails. 7 of them concerned CIA drone strikes. Now, Defense Department drone strikes are public information. They're unclassified. The CIA drone strikes are called top secret special access programs. They are the drone strikes in places like Pakistan and Yemen, where we are not officially at war. The entire world knows about these drone strikes. Non-governmental organizations have come out with reports tabulating these drone strikes based on information in public media. They are classified the way they are to protect, to ensure that the leaders of Pakistan and Yemen are not embarrassed by their complicity with the United States. So she discussed a little bit of those kinds of information. If the Russians had been monitoring, you know, she didn't leave these in a cabinet. She didn't leak these to anybody. She put them on a private email server, which admittedly is careless and stupid. But let's say the Russians had hacked this. Let's say that they hacked all of her emails and they knew where to go to get the ones that had top. They weren't marked. You know, there was no beacon saying top secret, top secret. Let's say they went through all 60,000 of these emails.
And Comey did suggest, by way of context, that though there wasn't direct evidence that any hostile actors had hacked her emails, there was some evidence that some had, and the presumption seems to be that happened in some cases.
Let's say they did, and there is evidence that they did try to do spear phishing operations. In other words, they sent an email with an attachment, and if you click on the attachment, malware is downloaded. Right. Nobody took the spear phish. But let's say they did hack. Let's say they got all of this information. They wouldn't have learned a single thing that they didn't know already. The eighth email that had top secret information on it, she referred to a phone conversation with the president of Malawi. Anybody know who the president of Malawi is or even where it is? Or, you know, this I have to listen. I have my problems with Hillary Clinton. We've discussed some of them on your show. Mm-hmm. This is the most overhyped, waste of money, FBI investigation of anything that I've heard of in years.
Fred, I'm curious if you've been monitoring the hearing this morning. I'm going to play one more clip and then get your take on the implication here from the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, Republican Jason Chaffetz.
It seems that there are two standards, and there's no consequence for these types of activities and dealing in a careless way with classified information. It seems to a lot of us that the average Joe, the average American, that if they had done what you laid out in your statement, that they'd be in handcuffs. And they might be on their way to jail, and they probably should. And I think there is a legitimate concern that there is a double standard.
Fred, we have 1 minute left. If they're going to make the case that Comey is wrong, that no reasonable prosecutor would bring charges based on this, and that other people have in the past, did they give any specifics of analogous examples where people were prosecuted?
No, because it hasn't happened. If you look at the laws that govern mishandling of classified information, they all involve the word intent. Intent to, you know, handle it improperly. Intent to provide it to someone who was not cleared to receive this information.
And they did bring up the example of General Petraeus, who you've written a book about, and he had leaked some classified information. He had shared some with his mistress. Is that what it was?
That he showed some extremely classified information involving agents, tactical operations, ongoing operations, to someone who he knew was not cleared to look at this information, and then lied to the FBI initially when they asked him if he had done this. The latter, as far as I'm concerned, that's a felony. He was handed down a misdemeanor. Hillary Clinton did not lie. There's no evidence.
And Comey said that. We're out of time, but that'll be the last word. Comey did testify this morning that Hillary Clinton, in his view, did not lie to the FBI in her testimony last Saturday. Fred Kaplan writes the War Stories column for Slate. Fred, thanks a lot for reviewing the early testimony with us.
Thank you.